Taking the buzz out of mosquitoes. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Because of the very warm winter and spring, many areas of the country are seeing more mosquitoes than normal. Gary Crawford has a report on how to handle them.
In many areas of the country, this summer has been warm and very, very wet. And as a result, mosquitoes have been an even bigger problem than normal. And of course, folks are not only annoyed by mosquitoes, but they can carry the fairly rare but still worrisome West Nile virus. So if you have mosquitoes in your neighborhood, we have some suggestions from Mike Potter, University of Kentucky Extension entomologist. Now, a lot of people say simply just don't go outside from dusk to dawn when the mosquitoes are out there. Potter says, now really, there's no reason to take that kind of drastic action and lock yourselves in. Now, wearing long sleeves in the evening, that's a good idea. So are mosquito repellents, if their active ingredient is something called DEET.
There are all manners of products on the market with, you know, very low percentages of DEET, you know, down to about 5%, up to an excess of 30% DEET. And basically, the higher percentage of active ingredient in the mosquito repellent product, the longer the protection.
These repellents with DEET are perfectly safe if used according to the labels, and on those labels,
there are recommendations in terms of keeping them off of the hands of young children because fingers go into mouths. So generally the recommendation is if you're going to use DEET-based products on young children, you not put them on the hands, and you certainly wash the hands of your kids before they go to bed.
And besides, Mike Potter says it's ironic you can be using all this repellent and these candles and such, but at the same time,
you can be breeding thousands and thousands of mosquitoes right in your own backyard.
By leaving standing water around everywhere, water in clogged gutters, flower pots, wheelbarrows, trash cans, Potter says don't let water stand for more than a day or so because a small space can be the breeding ground for an army of mosquitoes. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And you can contact your county extension office for more information on protecting yourself against mosquitoes. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.